السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، Alhamdulillah, we praise Allah and we seek His assistance and we seek His forgiveness and we seek refuge in Allah from the evil within ourselves and from our bad deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is none that can lead him astray, and whoever is led astray, then there is no guide for him. I bear witness that no God has the right to be worshipped other than Allah. He is alone and has no partners, and I bear witness that Muhammad is His slave and His messenger. Amma ba'du. As far as the statement of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from this hadith of Al-Bukhari and Muslim, وَمَا يَزَالُ عَبْدِي يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلِ حَتَّى أُحِبَّهُ. Or the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that my servant, that the statement of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala on the tongue of His Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam, that my servant will never cease to continue getting closer to me until I love him by performing the nawafil. Here the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is encouraging the believers to do that which is recommended in this deen. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, as Dawud Adib had explained, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to do that which He has commanded us to do. And then He has recommended us to continue working on after that, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Tushar, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ, that when you finish, continue working on. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encourages the believers that once you finish doing that which is compulsory, then to continue doing that which is recommended. And by this continuing to do that which is recommended, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala isn't meaning to place any difficulty on His servants. As we know that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us, وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ, that Allah tells us that He hasn't made any difficulty on you in your deen. And that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even advises us, عَلَيْكُمْ حَجًّا قَاصِدًا, from the authentic hadith collected by Imam Ahmad, that I advise you to hold fast to the moderate path with no difficulty in it. And the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wa sallam, he tells us, عَلَيْكُمْ بِمَا تَطِيقُونَ, from the hadith of Al-Bukhari, that do that which you have the ability to do. And Allah's Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, he tells us, أَحَبُّ الْعَمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَدْوَمُهَا وَإِنْ قَلَّ, from the hadith of Al-Bukhari and Muslim, that the most beloved deeds to Allah are those that are done on a consistent basis, no matter how few they are. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam in these ahadith show us that this deen is easy, and that we've been recommended to do that which we have the ability to do. As the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam makes a little more clear in his statement, إِنَّ الدِّينَ يُسْرٌ وَلَنْ يُشَادَ الدِّينَ أَحَدٌ إِلَّا غَلَبَهُ وَلَكِنْ سَدِّدُوا وَقَارِبُوا. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, he says, indeed this deen is easy, and no one will overdo it except that it will overtake him. Rather, do your best to do that which is most correct. So the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, he makes it very clear that this deen, it's an easy deen. Do what you have the ability to do. Worship Allah with the worship that you can handle. And don't overdo it, because if you overdo it by doing too much or going too far or being too strict, then it will overtake you. As it overtook the people who have come before us, as the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam tells us, إِيَّاكُمْ وَالْغُلُوَّ فِي الدِّينِ فَإِنَّمَا هَلَكَ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ بِالْغُلُوِّ بِالدِّينِ. And this is authentically collected by Imam Ahmad, where the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, be aware of exaggeration or going too far or overdoing it in this deen, because those who came before you were only destroyed because they overdid it in this deen. Overdoing it in this deen means to go beyond the book of Allah and the sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Like the one who's going to say, I'll do 1,000 raka'at in a day. When we have the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wa sallam, the best creation of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, doing much less than that and showing us the amount of raka'at that we should do, and we'll mention some of them inshallah ta'ala from the authentic hadith, that why should a person overdo it by saying, I'm going to do until I die 1,000 raka'at a day, until this thing overburdens him and it destroys him just as it destroyed the people before them. So we need to keep in mind or in light of doing that which is recommended, to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this deen easy, and that there's no difficulty in this deen, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves that we do that which we can handle, but to be consistent with it no matter how much it is. If it's the recitation of one ayat a day, whether you just read the ayat Ar-Rahman from Surah Ar-Rahman, Bismillah Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Ar-Rahman, and you say that I'm going to read one ayat a day, and you choose the shorter ayat from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so long as you can handle it, and to be consistent with it, then these are the deeds that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. So when Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is teaching us from the tongue of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this authentic hadith collected by Imam al-Bukhari, that the servant gets closer to Allah by doing the nawafil, those things that are recommended in this deen, that they are going to be the things that are easy for an individual to handle. What one person finds easy, the next person may find difficult. But what you find as being easy, hold fast to it, as this is the way to earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is the way to get closer to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and closer to the reward of Jannah. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from Jannah. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam encourages us from amongst the nawafil deeds with his statement, اقرأ القرآن فإنه يأتي يوم القيامة شفيعا لأصحابه. And this is authentically collected by Imam Muslim, where the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, read the Quran, because indeed on Yawm al-Qiyamah the Quran will come as an intercessor for you, meaning the Quran will intercede for you so that you will be rewarded in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for your deeds, and to be forgiven of your bad deeds in the sight of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So here the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam is encouraging us to read the Quran. All of us know that it's compulsory to read the book of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the Quran, when we make salah, and it's compulsory on us to make the five salah. Here the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam is encouraging us to do a little more than that. To learn, for us who are non-Arabs, to learn the Arabic alphabet, to learn from one who knows how to recite the Quran properly, to learn how to recite the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then to recite it. As we were just saying, even if it's only one ayat a day, or two ayats a day, or even on some of the longer ayats from Surah Al-Baqarah, we say that we'll read one line a day, or one sentence from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quran, a day, that which is easy for you. And we know that the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam made it prohibited to read the Quran in its entirety in less than 3 days. Showing, take it easy, read the book of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, contemplate, reflect on the meanings, and try to practice them in your life. So here, this is one of the deeds that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam is recommending for us, and this is one of the most important of the things that are recommended, is to read the Quran, the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His last revelation to humanity. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, and this is just a bigger encouragement to read the Quran, encourages us with his statement, مَنْ قَرَأَ حَرْفًا مِنْ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ فَلَهُ حَسَنَةٌ وَالْحَسَنَةُ بِعَشْرِ أَمْثَالِهَا لَا أَقُولُ أَلِفْ لَامْ مِيمٌ حَرْفٌ وَلَكِنْ أَلِفٌ حَرْفٌ وَلَامٌ حَرْفٌ وَمِيمٌ حَرْفٌ. And this is authentically collected by Imam al-Tirmidhi, where the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, whoever reads one letter from the Quran, then he will get a good deed. And good deeds are 10 times themselves. I'm not saying to you that Alif Lam Mim is a letter, but I'm saying Alif is a letter, and Lam is a letter, and Mim is a letter. So we can just imagine reading the statement, Bismillah Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Ar-Rahman, and to count each letter in just those phrases, and then to times it times 10 to see how many good deeds will be on your scales in the light of your Lord tabarak wa ta'ala on Yawm al-Qiyamah. This is a big encouragement from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to seek the reward of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala on Yawm al-Qiyamah. All of us desire Jannah, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from amongst the people of Jannah. But as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged us, we should seek Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la. We should seek the highest place in Jannah. And this is the same thing if we wanted to compare it with something that's easy for us in this world. Is anyone happy with a job making 30,000 if his boss said, I'll give you 60,000 for the same amount of work? Or if you had handled this more responsibility, I'd double your salary. Everyone will be looking for the doubled salary. And this is in this world, and this world is almost over. As the Messenger of Allah والسلام, told us that his being sent and the last hour is like this, and he put up his two fingers, his middle finger and his index finger, showing that from the time that the Prophet وسلم, was sent as the last Prophet and Messenger to humanity, to the time of the last hour is very close, like a person's index finger to his middle finger. We're looking for our reward with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hereafter, the everlasting life. This is when we're looking for our reward with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So we should continue to read the Quran and to recite it properly and to reflect on its meaning and to practice it in our lives until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us and to give until He gives us a bigger reward with Him on Yawm al-Qiyamah. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, His sunnah, to learn it, to understand it, to practice it, is one of the ways to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from amongst the nawafil. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُ. That whatever the Messenger gives you, take it, and whatever he prohibits you, leave it. This is the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah is recommending us to take all of it and to stay away from that which He prohibits us. This shows that from amongst the deeds that we can do to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to study the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to read the books of hadith and to understand them, like the books of Al-Bukhari, Sahih Al-Bukhari and Sahih Muslim, and the sunnah of Abu Dawood and Ibn Majah and Tirmidhi and Nasa'i, Imam, the Muwatta of Imam Malik, the Musnad of Imam Ahmad, Sahih Ibn Hibban, Sahih ibn Khuzaymah, the Sunan al-Kubra lil-Bayhaqi, the Mu'jam al-Kabir lil-Tabarani, the Mu'jam al-Saghir lil-Tabarani, the Mu'jam al-Wasl lil-Tabarani. The books of hadith are many books of hadith of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, the Sunan of Ad-Darimi, the Musnad of Abi Ya'la, the Musnad of Abu Dawood al-Tayalisi. The collections of hadith are many. The ulama of hadith, alhamdulillah, they collected the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They collected everything he did, everything he said, what he looked like alayhi salatu wasalam, what he recommended, what he discouraged, and onwards. Reading this sunnah, learning the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, we get closer to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, as Allah himself is the one recommending us to take, rather making it compulsory on us to take that which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given us and to stay away from that which he prohibits us. And the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself, in the authentic hadith collected by Abu Dawood, encourages us to hold fast to his sunnah with the statement, عَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّتِي وَسُنَّةِ الْخُلَفَاءِ الرَّاشِدِينَ الْمَهْدِيِّينَ مِنْ بَعْدِي عَضُّوا عَلَيْهَا بِالنَّوَاجِدِ. I advise you to hold fast to my sunnah and the sunnah of the rightly guided khalifas that come after me. Hold firmly to what they were upon. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam is advising us to hold fast to the sunnah. Some of the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, when the people hear of it, they say, I don't have to do that. For example, the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, he used to wear his lower garment halfway up his calf, meaning between his ankle and his knee. This is from the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasalam. If someone wore his lower garment at this height, someone would ask him, you don't have to do that. The Prophet ﷺ just did it. He made it permissible to wear it just above the ankle. Here, this is holding fast to that which the Messenger of Allah ﷺ did in order to get the reward with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's something more than that which is compulsory, or that which is recommended, to get a bigger reward with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everyone wants Jannah, but everyone wants a higher place in Jannah. And this is by doing more deeds, taking into light that which is easy for you and that which you can do on a consistent basis. When we're doing these nawafil deeds, we're not going to take advantage of them so much so that we overlook that which has been made compulsory on us. As we're going to see, inshaAllah ta'ala, from amongst those deeds that are recommended is the night salah. As the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged in the authentic hadith, where he said, أفضل الصلاة بعد الفريضة صلاة الليل, from the hadith of Imam Muslim, that the best salah after the compulsory salah is the night salah. But a person isn't going to stay up all night making the night salah and then oversleep Salatul Fajr. We have to take in mind as we're trying to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take that which is easy for us, that which we can handle on a consistent basis, and then as we get stronger to add on, and then to add on, and then to add on to our worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how we get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is how we earn the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, by doing what we can handle and increasing little by little by little until we come amongst those who are the muttaqeen. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us amongst the muttaqeen, or those who fear Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he encouraged us when we make the salah outside of the compulsory salah to make the nawafil salah or the sunnah salah in our houses. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, صلوا أيها الناس بيوتكم فَإِنَّ أَفْضَلَ الصَّلَاةِ صَلَاةُ الْمَرْءِ فِي بَيْتِهِ إِلَّا الْمَكْتُوبَ. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, this hadith of Al-Bukhari and Muslim, he says, O humanity, make salah in your houses, because indeed the best salah is the salah in your houses after the compulsory salah. So here the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam is showing us, and this is what was mentioned earlier, that when you go for those extra deeds, they have to be in accordance with this deen, in accordance with that which Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought. So when we're looking at the nawafil salah, we're looking at the statement of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, that it should be done in the house. And that we're looking at the statement of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, that the best of this nawafil salah is the salah at night. And we're trying to make it at night after Salatul Isha. And we see that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says in the hadith of Imam Muslim, مَا مِنْ عَبْدٍ مُسْلِمٍ يُسَلِّي لِلَّهِ تَعَالَ فِي كُلِّ يَوْمٍ سِنْتَي عَشْرَةَ رَكَعَةً تَطَوَّعًا غَيْرَ الْفَرِيضَةِ إِلَّا بَنَى اللَّهُ لَهُ بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, he says, there is not a Muslim who will make salah for the sake of Allah ta'ala in a day with 12 raka'at being the nawafil or the extra, not being from the compulsory salah, except that Allah would build for him a house in Jannah. Here we see the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam encouraging the believers to hold fast to these nawafil salah, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam explained in other narrations as being 2 before Fajr, and 4 before Dhuhr, and 2 after Dhuhr, and 2 after Maghrib, and 2 after Isha. These 12 raka'at, whoever holds fast to them in a day, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will build for him a house in Jannah. Here the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is showing us, if you want to make those extra salah, then these are the raka'at that you make. Don't say that I'm going to do extra and do 1,000 raka'at a day. But when you say I want to do extra to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when it comes to making the salah, then you look at that which the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has encouraged, as we see these 12 raka'at. And especially the 2 raka'at before Fajr. If you can't handle the rest of the raka'at, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, raka'at al-fajri khayrun min ad-dunya wa ma fiha. And this is collected by Imam Muslim, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the 2 raka'at before Fajr are better than this whole world and everything in it. So here we see the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam just showing you, if you want to do something, take advantage of these 2 raka'at, as you can be rewarded with more than what is in this world, and more than what is in this world, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is explaining here in this hadith. We see that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, بَيْنَ كُلِّ أَذَانَيْنِ صَلَاةٍ. And he said this three times, and then he said, لِمَنْ شَاءَ. And this is from the hadith of Al-Bukhari and Muslim, where the Prophet ﷺ said, between every adhan and the iqamah is a salah. Between every adhan and an iqamah is a salah. Between every adhan and the iqamah is a salah for whoever likes to. So here we see that the Messenger of Allah ﷺ is encouraging us to make the salah between the adhan and the iqamah. And then we see from the authentic hadith that the Messenger of Allah ﷺ, he encourages us to make the witr salah. And this is the odd number of raka'at in the evening. And the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ concerning that. We see that the Messenger of Allah ﷺ, he teaches us to make the two raka'at before we sit down when we enter the masjid. We see that the Messenger of Allah ﷺ, he encourages us to make the two raka'at if we have to make a major decision in our lives, and then to make the salat, then to make the dua of al-istakhara after that. We see that the Messenger of Allah ﷺ, he encourages us to make the salatul duha. And this is from the time the sun rises to just before salatul dhuhr, from either two raka'at to eight raka'at, as the Messenger of Allah ﷺ did, or even up to 12 raka'at, as some of the ulama say, which is the limit of the salatul duha. So we see this encouragement and this recommendation from the Messenger of Allah ﷺ to hold fast to these nawafil salat, and to do it at the time that it is prescribed by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Always taking into consideration that this deen is easy, walhamdulillah. Taking into consideration what you could handle. Maybe some of us, we work in the evening. We have the duha time between the sun rises up to dhuhr free, and we can make these raka'ah. Or some of us, if we work, we find that we have breaks in the morning during our work hours. We have a 15-minute break. We can make a wudu and make 2, 4, 6 raka'ahs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, trying to do that which is extra to seek the reward of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not just by encouraging us to read the Qur'an, or encouraging us to learn his sunnah, or encouraging us to make this extra salat, but it's the same thing with fasting. It's the same thing with giving charity. It's the same thing with making the umrah for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's the same thing with being kind to our parents. It's the same thing with making dhikr and dua. Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged us to make the extra dua and the extra dhikr and the extra effort all the way across the board in our deen, alhamdulillah. We just have to make sure that we do that which is easy for us. We make sure that we do that which we can be consistent upon. And we make sure that we do that which has been encouraged by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam. He taught us that which is compulsory of fasting the month of Ramadan. And all of the Muslims know. And then the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, he taught us, if you want to do more, then fast on Mondays and Thursdays. He taught us sallallahu alayhi wasallam to fast the 13th, 14th, and 15th, or the days of the full moon, as an encouragement if you want to fast more. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, he taught us to fast the day of Tasu'a and the day of Ashura. And he taught us sallallahu alayhi wasallam to fast 6 days of Shawwal after the month of Ramadan. The Messenger of Allah والسلام, used to fast many of the days of Sha'ban before the month of Ramadan. The Messenger of Allah والسلام, he taught us that fasting in the month of Muharram is better than the other month. The Messenger of Allah والسلام, encouraged us to do the extra fast to get the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So much so that he said, the one who wants to do the most, then do the fast of Dawood every other day. To fast one day and then to break the fast another day. So here the Messenger of Allah, he encouraged us to do more fasting. But we have to do, when we want to do more fasting, to do the fast as it has been explained by the Messenger of Allah. As for example, the one he might want to fast, he finds that on Jumu'ah, he doesn't work. But he works on Thursdays and Saturdays. And he gives Jumu'ah off in order to come to the masjid to make the Salatul Jumu'ah. He says, since I'm off on Jumu'ah, why don't I just fast on that day? I don't have to go to work. The Messenger of Allah ﷺ prohibited us from fasting on Jumu'ah by itself. As the Messenger of Allah ﷺ said, if you're going to fast on Jumu'ah, then fast Thursday with it or the Saturday after it along with the Jumu'ah. So we have to make sure that when we want to do something extra, in order to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we don't follow our own desires in doing something extra, but that we look to the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. Rather, we look to the book of Allah, the Qur'an, and we do that which we find easy for ourselves, that which we can be consistent on, and then we practice it so that we can get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can go on and on mentioning the things from the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam that he has encouraged us to do in order to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from those things that are recommended. We'll just end it with this last thing, and we find it to be very important considering our circumstances. And this is the statement of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَنْ دَعَى إِلَى هُدَى كَانَ لَهُ مِنَ الْأَجْرِ مِثْلُ أُجُورِ مَنْ تَبِعَهُ لَا يَنْقُصُ ذَلِكَ مِنْ أُجُورِهِمْ شَيْئًا. And this is authentically collected by Imam Muslim, where the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever calls to guidance, and there is no guidance other than the guidance of Allah, this deen of al-Islam, to call the people of this land who are disbelievers to this deen of al-Islam, and then to call the Muslims to practice what they say they believe in from this deen of al-Islam, whoever calls to good, then he will get the exact reward of the one who follows him, and then it will decrease the reward of those who follow. Here, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is encouraging us to call the people to practice this guidance of al-Islam, to practice this deen, the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to call the people to practice it. And if you do, then you're going to get the reward of those people who practice that which you call toward. Not only will they get the reward, but you get the reward also. And this is a big encouragement from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After Allah had already made it compulsory to call humanity to the true deen of al-Islam, to the statement of La ilaha illallah, the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam is recommending that you go a little farther with this encouragement, to take every advantage, whether you're at work, whether you're in the supermarket, whether you're at the bus stop, whether at the train station, wherever you are, to make sure that you call the people to Islam, even if it's just at the toll booth. When you're getting changed, to say accept Islam before it's too late. This is the deen of the truth. I'll see you later, and to keep on going. We have to call the people to this deen, to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we do, then we get the reward of those people if they practice this deen. So you can imagine just calling one person to Islam and him accepting Islam. And we know that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that this is better than hurma ni'am, that this is better than the finest camels of that time, or what you can imagine the finest cars today. It is better for you to call one person to this truth, and you can imagine him to accept Islam, and then to establish the five salat, and then to fast the month of Ramadan, and then to go on and on with that which is compulsory upon him, and then maybe he's going to do extra, and then all of that reward coming to you just for calling the people to this deen of al-Islam, just for calling the people to practice the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. I think that everybody has come out today to learn a little more of this deen of al-Islam, and here we see that we are encouraged, after we learn it, to pass it on to the other people. After we learn it, to pass it on to the other people. Maybe in the beginning we may be a little shy at calling the people to this deen of al-Islam. We're at work. Start getting a little more courage. You call everyone in the cafeteria at one time. Excuse me, can everybody listen up? I'm so and so, I'm a Muslim. I want to tell you that your Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala calls you to bear witness that no God has the right to be worshipped other than him. This is the true religion. This is the way of all of the prophets and messengers. I'm asking all of you to repeat after me right now. You can imagine all of them can accept Islam. And we just had an example, alhamdulillah, just recently at our masjid, where a group of college professors, they wanted to know Islam's position on death. They came up to the masjid. We explained to the best of our ability death in Islam and the funeral services to Islam, and even they had some questions that we weren't able to answer, and we said Allah knows best. At the end of the session, they said, thank you very much. We have no more questions. It seems to be very clear what the Muslims understand of death and how the funeral services. We said, we have one more message for you before you go. You wanted this, now we ask you for your time. The brother called them to Islam, and then he said, repeat after me, and all four of them repeated after him. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. I had one of the brothers, Safwan, hafizahullah, as I'm a little quiet, I had him to call them to Islam. I explained to them about death and about about the janazah service in Islam, and then because I'm a little quiet, I didn't have that courage, I just bring my brother in, call them to Islam. And all of them took Islam. All of them accepted Islam. And this isn't strange. As we remember one day in the prison, we were giving a talk to the Muslims, and some of the disbelievers come out to listen. The brother said, who in this room is a Muslim? The whole back of the auditorium stood up. He said, I want all of you to bear witness that what you heard is the truth. They said, it's the truth. He said, repeat after me. The whole back of the auditorium took Islam. Don't think that you can't go to work and call the whole cafeteria to Islam and that they won't accept Islam. Why shouldn't they accept Islam when Islam is the truth? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, and this hadith Qudsi is showing us how to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is to take the extra step and to do the extra so that you can get the extra reward with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُم مِّن خَيْرٍ تَجِدُوهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. And whatever you put forward for yourself of good, you will find it with Allah. You will find the reward with Allah. Just make sure that you do what's easy and that what you can be consistent upon, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would reward you. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the strength to be firm on that which is compulsory. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the extra effort or the extra strength to do the extra deed, the nawafil, so that He can reward us with Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la. Wa subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Alhamdulillah.
JazakAllahu khair. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward our brother Abu Muslim. I only have one question up here. And if there's any questions, we can briefly get them up here. Paper and pencils here. The sisters have the paper. Okay. First question. The fast of Dawood is harder or is more than the fast of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Is it better?
The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, he tells us in the authentic hadith, فَإِنَّ أَصْدَقَ الْحَدِيثِ كِتَابُ اللَّهِ وَخَيْرُ الْهُدَى هُدَى مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. The best speech is the book of Allah, and the finest guidance is the guidance of Muhammad صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ وَسَلَّمُ. The best thing that we could do is to follow the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala tells us, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهِ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Allah says, say, if you love Allah, then follow me. Allah would love you and forgive you of your sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands His messengers to tell the people, if you love Allah, then follow the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Here the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wa sallam, with this fast of Dawood alayhi salam, is just showing us this is amongst the extra deeds for those who can handle that. As the thing had went with the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wa sallam, encouraged fast 3 days out of every month. Oh, I can handle a little more than that. Okay, fast every Monday and Thursday. Oh, I can handle a little more than that. Okay, the best fast is the fast of Dawood alayhi salam every other day. So you see, as we were mentioning earlier, that what a person finds easy is going to vary from person to person. If you find it easy to do every other day, okay, handle it, and your reward is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah isn't going to overlook anything. This is only just to show that which is permissible from those things that are recommended when it comes to that which is best. It is that which the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam was upon, as the one who fasted that fast, and I think it's Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, who fasted every other day when he was in his older age. He said, I wish I could have taken the first advice of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to fast 3 days out of every month. The most beloved deeds to Allah are those which are easiest and done on a most consistent basis, no matter how few they are. So don't underestimate fasting only 3 days a month, thinking that, oh, that's so easy, how can I be rewarded? Because this is what is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, akhi. Jazakallahu khairan. The brothers are adding another point, and this is the point that the Prophet ﷺ is explaining. Don't fast every day. This is going too far, and this is overdoing it, and this is what has destroyed the people before you. If you want to go far, this is as far as you can go. So Jazakallahu khairan, the brother is just explaining the point that we were trying to take into consideration through our whole talk. Make sure that you don't exaggerate by going too far, by doing something that you don't find recommended in the Book of Allah or the Sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Could you repeat the number and the timings of the extra salat, please?
You can refer to the book Riyad al-Salihin by Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah. They call it Gardens of the Righteous. This is, if not the finest book written about the good deeds, those which are compulsory, and the extra deeds, then I don't know what book is better than this. Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah, he has about 1800 authentic hadith, and there are only about 60 hadith that have not been authentically reported by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this collection. You can purchase this collection, and you can find out about the chapter of salat, and the chapter of fasting, and the chapter of hajj, and the chapter of dhikr, and the chapter of dua, and the chapter of the affairs that are prohibited: sincerity, trustworthiness, honesty, taqwa. You find all of it mentioned in this book, and he mentions these chapters in it, and I have the book right here with me as I was just quoting from it today. To be brief, there's two before Fajr, four before Dhuhr, and another narration is two before Dhuhr, two after Dhuhr, two after Maghrib, two after Isha. And the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam also used to make four before Asr, and then you have the Salatul Duha, which can be anywhere from 2 to 8 raka'at, and that's between after the sun rises to just before Salatul Dhuhr. And then you have the night Salat, where the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam never went over in the month of Ramadan or outside of the month of Ramadan more than 8 raka'at, with 3 raka'at of witr, or up to 13 raka'at in some of the narrations, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Yes, Gardens of the Righteous, Riyad al-Salihin. It's been translated by in 2 volumes. So the brother Nazim, in his bookstore, he has this book and it's available. Yes, Afi. I think we need to make some time for you. It's going to be hard to repeat all of your statements. They're quite lengthy. Maybe the brother Musa, he wants to give you time so that you can present a talk to the people, inshallah ta'ala. We're trying to be brief, as the time is always limited when you have the talk. The book Riyad al-Salihin, the ulama, past and present, they all praise this book so highly, and no house should be without this book. Earlier we had mentioned all of the books of hadith, the Musnad Imam Ahmad, Musnad Abi Dawood, Al-Tiyalisi, Musnad Abu Ya'la, Al-Mawsuli, Sahih ibn Khuzaym, Sahih ibn Hibban. These books haven't even been translated into English. We want to bring to the people something translated into their English, widely spread. The ulama praise the book so that the people can get something that will benefit them, inshallah ta'ala. And for this reason only that we mention one book, and I hope that no one understands when we give an example that we're excluding all of the books. But we're saying that there's a lot that can be done, and that Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam is encouraging us to do that which is easy, no matter how little it is. Just make sure you hold fast to it and to be consistent with it, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can reward you. Whoever wants to go to more, then by all means he can go to more. And I think I mentioned earlier in the class maybe about 15 collections of hadith, and we can mention more collections if the people want, for the sake of numbers, all of the books that can be recommended. The brother, he has books here available. We always encourage the Muslims to go to the bookstores and to hang close to the masjid and to the people of knowledge, so that they can learn their deen, because their deen isn't going to be learned in only one lecture or one sitting or whatever. It's going to be learned over a person's lifetime, and above everyone who knows something is someone who knows more than him. Now we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase us in knowledge and to give us the success of being consistent and practicing a little of that which we find from this deen, so that we can get the reward with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah knows best.
I'd like to go on, but because we want to respect the masjid, and they have established Salat al-Dhuhr at 1:30, we don't want to delay it any longer. Inshallah, we're going to break for prayer now and then have lunch. And all the questions that I have that are remaining on this topic will be forwarded to the open session, so don't think you were slighted, inshallah.